Studio A.
Deep understanding must arise during these times of unparalleled deceit. A view into the depths of society upon which this country has fallen. A storm brews upon the horizon. It's been said that those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear will play a paramount role in the furthering of humanity and civilized society. But can civilized society and humanity survive the coming conflicts not seen since a dawn of time in ages bypassed? But you can find true forms of information and knowledge in abundance at revolution.radio, freedomsluts.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the globe. Stand upon the right side of history. Right side of history.
General Holder, you've
got to
get us out of here now!
I won't let you down. I won't let you down, son.
General Holder, we've got to get out of here now!
Roger, General Holder.
Revolution.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Okay, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections with Cowgirl Nikki and myself, Nick Pearson, and Mark Gonzalez. This is Revolution Radio. Revolution Radio is the number one commercial-free, listener-supported internet talk radio station in the world. We're located at freedomslips.org. That's freedomslips.org or .net, N-E-T, or O-R-G. So check us out there. Also, too, you can find us on Roku, iTunes, TalkStream Live, and Revolution.radio. That's Revolution.radio and TalkStream Live and some of the others, and check us out there too. Okay, today is the 12th of March. I do not know where the time's going. Nick is on tonight too. We'll be back in so many hours for Nick's show, Radio Liberty, so that'll be fun too. I'd like to thank my producer today, Nick. Thank you, Nick.
No problem.
Okay, so we're going to get to some announcements. Expo West is starting today. We'll be broadcasting live Friday night from there, so that'll be a lot of fun there with me and Mark and Nikki, and we'll have some fun there. And I want to thank Nick for helping us produce that one. Oh, I forgot to tell Nikki. Call back today. So we're going to do some announcements, then we'll get into a few things, bring on Mark at 9:30, and have some fun with Mark. Okay. All right, so I'll get to some announcements real quick, and then we'll get on with it. All right. Okay. I did talk to Greg Coonan this week. I'm going to book him on for this next couple of weeks, Olalola. That's O-L-A-L-O-A, O-L-A-L-O-A, at drinkyourvitamins.com. That's drinkyourvitamins.com. His toll-free number is 1-800-895-50, 1-800-895-50, at 1-800-895-50. He has one of the best vitamin Bs on the market, but his drink stuff, which is, I think, the best on the market today, it has like over 20-something nutrients and minerals, and it comes in all kinds of flavors. Put it with water, juice, but it just makes a big difference. I take it, Nikki takes it, and I know Nick takes it, and his mom takes it. So Olalola, it's the best. Drinkyourvitamins.com. That's drinkyourvitamins.com. It's simple, and his taste good and not expensive, so it's good stuff. Check him out. Okay. Our good buddy Keith Morley probably won't be at Expo West too. Supergoodstuff.com. That's supergoodstuff.com. If you have an ailment or something you need to ask a question, call his office at 949-651-6355. 949 area code 651-6355. They give you a discount too. Mention Escanada Forum, Revolution Radio. They're really good people. That's supergoodstuff.com, supergoodstuff.com. Check them out. All right. Our good buddy Elizabeth Proud for smart.us.com. That's smart.us.com. If you got like smart meters or computers, iPhones, you want to stick the dots on it because it'll get a lot of the EMF out. Then between the 5G and it's just amazing. And then unfortunately, people who took the vax, you just don't understand. They're lighting people up. That's smart.us.com. The other one is the Zorb. We saw them at Conscious Life. Be at www.thezorb.com, www.thezorb.com, thezorb.com. His phone number is 904 area code 444-2345, 444-2345 at 904 area code 904-34-444-2345 at www.thezorb.com, www.thezorb.com. I recommend both Elizabeth Proud's stuff and his for the dots. Stick them on your phones, your computers. Also, if you've got smart meters, you can stick them underneath, but it'll take a lot of the EMF out, and they won't be going in to your house or apartment or condo. It's important because with the 5G and everything, they're just killing people. People don't understand. You wonder why you got headaches. You can't stay awake in the afternoon besides the chemtrails, and that's one of the reasons. If you're looking to get your blood tested, try Nick Delgado at DelgadoProtocols.com. That's Delgado, D-E-L-G-A-D-O, Protocols, P-R-O-T-O-C-O-L. DelgadoProtocols.com. That's www.DelgadoProtocols.com. His phone number is 866-319-0566, 866-319-0566. So check him out. Get your blood tested. Especially under dark light, you get to figure out what's in your blood, so that's extremely important. Okay. Hey, if you're looking for ozone, check out Rowen, R-O-W-E-N, Dr. Rowen, R-O-W-E-N, and drsue.com. Dr. Rowen, R-O-W-E-N, and drsue.com. They're great for ozone, one of the best. Phone number is 707-578-7787, 707 area code, 707-578-7787. 7787 for Dr. Rowan, drsue.com. That's for ozone. If you're looking for a lot of EMF products that come in like your tennis shoe soles and cups and pain relief, check out Viveup, V-I-B-E-S-U-P.com, viveup.com. That's viveup.com for Caitlin Kate. She's got all kinds of stuff in that grounding and 33 healthy plants and oils. Just, I'm going to make sure we get her on in the next couple of weeks. I'll get her on. I'll get Caitlin on. She's the best. And go to Viveup, V-I-B-E-S-U-P.com, Viveup.com, and liquid crystals and conducting formulas, just good stuff. So check out her website at Viveup, V-I-B-E-S-U-P.com. And, I mean, you get all kinds of stuff for her with under $20, 20 bucks. She's such a great lady, so... She does all kinds of stuff. She's a good lady. Check her out. Okay. Our good buddy Frank Cousineau of Cancer Control. Even though you don't got cancer, but you're looking for an alternative medicine doctor or looking for some information, these are the guys to go to. So go to www.cancercontrolsociety.org. That's cancercontrolsociety.org, O-R-G. You can check out .com, but check out O-R-G. And their phone number is 323-663-7801, 323-663-7801. They'll help you find an alternative medicine doctor by you, so that's always a great thing to do. Okay. And if you're looking for an ultimate antioxidant that comes in a liquid, try C60PurplePower.com. That's C60PurplePower.com, C60PurplePower.com. It comes in avocado. It comes in avocado, coconut, and olive oil. You take a teaspoon with water, and just basically within the hour, boy, it just absorbs into your body, and it's just an ultimate antioxidant. It's a knockout inflammatory, mental focus. It's optimizes cellular efficiency. So try C60PurplePower.com. That's C60PurplePower.com at 1-800-367-9364, 1-800-367-9364, 367-9364 at 1-800-C60PurplePower.com. Our good buddy Steve Mason, who's at the Conscious Life, is from Ireland. www.livepine.com. That's www.livepine.com. Livepine.com. His phone number is 510 area code 750-7055. 510-750-7055 for www.livepine.com. Check them out. If you're looking for for metal and radiation poisoning, check out there's Dr. Schultz's program, and then there's Folumpx, FOLIUMPX.com, FOLIUMPX.com. Check them out. There's YouTube on them. Phone number is 818-996-4325, 818-996-4325 for Folumpx.com. That's Folumpx.com. And check them out. And, yeah, good stuff to have, good stuff to know that there is stuff for heavy metals and radiation poisoning. At Folumpx, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com, there's YouTube. Phone number, 818-996-4325, 818-996-4325 at Folumpx, F-O-L-I-U-M-P-X.com. Check them out. Okay. Our good buddies at Extendivite, just took mine this morning. Comes in a tincture, comes in little capsules, 180s in a bottle. It maintains cholesterol, maintains circulation, supports liver function, improves absinthe, ginkgo, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, zinc, biloba, valerian, milk thistle. It says, I suffered a mass heart attack. I did nothing about it. I called 911 like I should have. I waited almost an hour before going to the hospital, and I passed out. The doctors who examined me told my wife to go home, prepare for the worst. They did not expect me to survive that night, but modern medicine saved my life that day. I lost 35% of my heart to damage and tissue, and I was told I'd be on disability soon. I just turned 43. A few months later, I found out about some garlic and cayenne mix, so I like the idea of something natural and helps other people, so I bought some. 7 months later, I felt a pain in my chest, a poking pain, not a squeezing pain. I went to my doctors to have some tests done. They could not find any damage to my heart tissue or any blockage, so my doctors took me off all my medications. My doctors also gave me a copy of all my medical records and told me that no one believed that you had a heart attack. I was in 110% better shape than the average man my age, and I got out of her office. I take it, Nikki takes it, Mark takes it, Nick takes it. It's Extendivite, X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E. It's garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, zinc, biloba, valerian, milk thistle. www.heartdrop.com, www.heartdrop.com. Phone number, 1-877-928-8822. 1-877-928-8822. To give you a discount, just mention us, Granada Forum Revolution. 1-877-928-8822 at www.heartdrop.com, heartdrop.com. So check them out. Okay. All right. Some people that we're going to see there at BioCell Technologies, I'm looking forward to going to see them. Say hello at www.biotechnologies.com. That's biocelltechnologies.com, biocelltechnologies.com. Phone number is 714-632-1231, 714-632-1231. One of the best collagens on the market for joint and skin. That's why I recommend it. Just biocelltechnologies.com. That's biocelltechnologies.com at 714-632-1231, 714-632-1231 for collagen and joints. It's just absolutely fantastic. So can't wait to get some more of that. real quick, too, last but not least, vitamin C, if you want it in powder, go to Bioenergy C. WorldsGreatestVitaminC.com, WorldsGreatestVitaminC.com at 1-800-674-3250, 1-800-674-3250. Also, Nature's Force also makes a vitamin C in a powder. So it comes in America. It's non-GMO, 4,000 milligrams buffered vitamin C. So it's always good to get vitamin C in powder. Makes it easier, guys. Last but not least, Phil and Asana's. I've been in mine all week. Infrared. Therapeutic benefits, increases circulation, helps relieve pain, improves detoxification, helps close cellulite and acne, decreases stiffness and swelling, decreases inflammation, improves cardiovascular condition, burns calories, promotes healthy immune system, relieves tension, stress, and fatigue, invigorating, helps you feel great, helps you with depression and autism, heats up instantaneously. Go to www.relaxsaunas.com, www.relaxsaunas.com. It doesn't cost $3,000, $2,000, $5,000. It heats up instantaneously. It takes 5 minutes to set up. It's the best on the market. I swear by mine. I know Mark swears by his. Go to momentum98@gmail.com, momentum, O-M-E-N-T, 98@gmail.com, momentum98@gmail.com, or go to www.relaxsaunas.com, R-E-L-A-X, saunas, S-A-U-N-A-S, N-A-S, relaxsaunas.com. Phil's phone number is 626 area code, 626 area code, 284-54-200-8454. That's 284-54 at a 626 area code for Phil. Call him at this house. His cell phone number is 626-626 area code 200-8454. It helps with Lyme disease, phycomyalgia. It's infrared. It heats up instantaneously. It doesn't take 45 minutes to heat up. You just get in it and you're warm. And I get out 30 minutes later. It reduces body fat. It's anti-aging. It's detoxing. It burns calories. It boosts your metabolic system. Gets out heavy metals. Fatigues. It's just wonderful. So I swear by it. I love mine. One of the best investments I ever did. And we're gonna get Nick one. So I'm gonna see Phil down there. So we're gonna try to make us a deal. It reduces body fat as well. So it's amazing. So if you go in for about 30 minutes a day, man, it just does all kinds of things. You just can do so many more things when you're using it. So that's why I like it. And I swear by it. So. Okay, all right. And again, call Phil. Give him some hell. Call Phil at 626-284-54, 626-284 at www.relaxsaunas.com, or go to momentum98@gmail.com, momentum98@gmail.com. Check him out. His phone number again is 626-284-54, 626-284-54. Okay, we'll get to some notes. So, all right. Nick, did you want to play a clip or talk about something in particular before we get Mark on?
Well, a couple of things. First off, I just want to give a shout out to the mechanic who does a radio show on this station on Thursday nights at midnight. And I know this because he's called me up at midnight to get on the air with him. Apparently, he's had a massive heart attack, and he's on life support in a hospital, so
okay.
We'll give our...
send some prayers.
Yeah. Send some good vibes over his way.
I will.
Also, we got some pretty good news here.
Okay.
Dr. Joseph Sansone, I'm going to pronounce his name wrong. It's either Sansone or Sansoni. I don't know which way... pronounces it, but apparently he's filed a writ of mandamus in Florida to force Governor DeSantis to ban the COVID vaccines.
Oh, my God. Thank God.
Well,
oh, my God. There you go.
Here's the thing. DeSantis can't back out of this. Okay? This is the whole thing with the writ of mandamus. It forces an elected official to do something. Okay? He can't. It'll force him to do something if it's in his part of his job, or it'll stop him from doing something if he's overstepping his job. That's what a writ of mandamus does. So Dr. Joseph Sansone files a writ of mandamus in Florida. So Governor DeSantis now has to act on whether to ban the vaccines. You know, in light of all the evidence, why wouldn't he anyway?
Right.
You know?
Right.
So that's a little bit of good news. We got some finally starting to get some real pushback against the bioweapons.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And, you know, singer Eric Carmen, a writer, a songwriter, too, passed. He was only 74. He died in his sleep. I'm willing to bet he took the vax. I hate to say that.
Well, that's kind of the go-to, though.
Yeah.
That's kind of the go-to. And if somebody who's in really good health – or, you know, is still pretty young, relatively young, you know, they die and it's immediately the go-to is they got vaxxed.
Yeah.
Right? So, I mean, that it's sad that that's where the go-to is anymore on that, but that's where we're at with this whole thing.
Right, exactly.
Another one that just came up in the House of Representatives, they didn't pass it yet, but they're putting it out there. Somebody introduced it into the House of Representatives, a bill that would allow Americans to sue the manufacturers of the COVID-19 vaccines so they can suing big pharma. Here's the problem. That's a great idea. I think that the big pharma should not be held immune from lawsuits for their product malfunctioning the way it does. Well, actually, it doesn't malfunction. It does exactly what it's supposed to do. But the problem with this is it's a pandering vote. It's a safe vote for people in the House, especially those who Big Pharma have been lobbying, because they can vote against it and they know it's not going to go past the Senate right now. The Democrats have the majority. And even if it did get past both of them, Joe Biden will not sign it. Okay, so they know it's a safe. I mean, it's a great idea, but the rhinos and the communists, the Democrats, they know that it's not going to pass. So it's like doing making Wisconsin a sanctuary state for firearms, you know, Second Amendment sanctuary state. They know the governor was never going to sign that, so it was a safe vote. And so on, all these guys can come back and go to their constituents and go, hey, look, we were doing something. We're here for you. It's like, no, you're not. You know it wasn't going to pass. But like I said, it's a great idea. I think they should probably sit on it until after the election, though. You know, get it in the works, but sit on it until after the election so that way – people do have a recourse against Big Pharma for all those adverse reactions plus the deaths that have been being caused because of this thing.
Yeah, I agree. I totally agree.
So,
yeah.
Okay. Oh, let me see if I can find really not too much otherwise new. Oh, the farms. Oh, got to talk about the farms. Because your food is what's going to keep you healthy, right? There have been a reduction in farms in the United States by 140,000 in the last 5 years. So think about that. And who's buying up all the farmland? Bill Gates in China. So you think they're gearing up for something? Think there may be a little starvation event coming up here pretty soon?
Or do you think they're gonna? These guys, they're nonstop evil.
Are they gonna GMO all the crops that they do grow so that Bill Gates can make more money on vaccines to counteract the effects of the GMO foods? You know. We got to really support the small farmers. I mean, they're the ones that are keeping this country fed, the big industrial ones. I mean, yeah, they have a purpose, but if they're going to keep growing GMOs and, basically food that has nothing in it, then what's the point? I mean, all they're going to do is kill us. They're going to make us unhealthy, which, of course, is going to make big pharma and the hospitals all kinds of money. Then you'll go to the hospital and they'll kill you and call it COVID because they make $300,000 every time somebody dies from COVID. So, There's the system, you know. Never mind putting people on a cattle car and running them into the camps, you know. They just feed you bad food and make you sick and you'll die that way. But I say this, I keep saying it. If you've got any bit of land or the ability whatsoever, grow something. Grow some of your own food. At least you'll know what's in it, and you'll know it's healthy. And if you're in California, especially if you're in the San Fernando Valley, put something over it so that it doesn't get all the particles from the chemtrails all over it. But that's what it's really going to come down to, is people are going to have to start putting their own foods together, especially, and learn how to can. That's the other one. It's not, and by the way, canning is not that difficult to do. And you'll have food for later on also. Because when you see things like that story, when we read the other stories about how they starved out the farmers last year or the year before, where they wouldn't get them the fertilizer? You know, they shut the railroads and everything down, and the fertilizer plants couldn't get the fertilizer out to the big farms and everything. It's like, you know, they're planning, you know, this is coming. Okay. You know, this is being planned out. You know, this is coming. They're burning down meat processing plants all over the place, and other food processing plants. So, you know, be ready. And with Bill Gates and China doing their whole thing, they're actually making laws in states where to prevent China from buying up farmland.
Oh, I know. I think it was Arkansas Huckabee's daughter is the governor.
Yeah, Sarah
Huckabee. She says you can't. We're putting this. China cannot come in the state of Arkansas and buy land. It's not farming.
Well, where would be the logic in that? We're in a pissing contest with China right now. I mean, everybody says, "Oh, we're really not." You know, China's our outland. No, no, we're butting heads with China like massively right now. Why would you allow them to buy? Why would you allow any enemy of your country to buy up everything in your country? To buy up the property in your country? I mean, that's just got to be one of the dumb. That's a big sellout. That right there, more than anything, shows you where our government is at. By the way, tonight on my show, you're going to not believe some of the stuff that I found out over the weekend about how much we're being sold out to China.
I heard a story. I don't know if this is in California or this is in the United States, that they're giving illegal aliens $100,000 to buy a home.
They're letting them get interest-free loans.
Yeah.
California.
It is California. Yeah. And, $100,000? I don't know. They can't buy in, like, the bigger cities, but in the outworld areas, they can buy something. But, I mean, regular people can't even get these loans. It's unreal. And this is taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, the loans that they're getting, not only are they interest-free, but they're also no down payment.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now, does anybody remember 2007, 2008, and what happened then?
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, they're gearing up for another meltdown. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to go running to the government and say, bail us out. You know, and this time it's not going to be $700 billion. It's going to be a hell of a lot more.
Well, it wasn't for $700 billion. It was for $5 trillion. They lied.
Yeah,
it turned out to be it was for $5 trillion. And then Obama gave them another $8 trillion and made it $13 trillion. And then he kept giving them more. It was like $23 trillion altogether. And the American people got nothing out of this, Nick. It was horrible.
No, what did we get? We got a massive debt that we never signed.
That's what we got. American people got nothing. It was the biggest Ponzi scheme. No one went to jail. You want to talk about absolute fraud? It was beyond words on that one.
Here's the thing. They're doing it again.
Yeah.
They're doing it again on the backs of the taxpayers, and they're giving out these loans that I would never be able to qualify for. You wouldn't. No American citizen would be able to qualify for this loan. So they're gearing up for 2008 Part 2. So buckle up, everybody. And hopefully they won't pull the trigger on it this year, but, you know, they're going to need something to disrupt the elections. Not that they're not already screwing that up as it is. But, yeah, like I said, buckle up, get yourself ready. If you got a couple of extra bucks, go down to the local coin store, you know, gold and silver trading store, and buy some silver. You know, it doesn't have to be the nice coins that they charge a premium for. Just buy chunks. You know, they will sell you ingots at just a little bit over spot price. Get some of that. And if you can afford it, get some storable foods also. And I'm not talking about top ramen either. believe me, when I was first moved out to California, I lived on top ramen. But, you know, get yourself some good storable foods or find a way, like I said, grow your own or whatever. But buckle up because this is what they're planning on doing. Whether they actually succeed at it or not is debatable. I mean, but if they're pushing it and they get their own way, they're going to bury the dollar. They're going to go into another bank meltdown. Your money, by the way, is going to get locked up and you're not going to be able to get it out. So, you know, just prepare as best you can, and hopefully we can weather this whole thing out. All right, let's see about getting Mark on here.
Okay. Cool.
Oh, where is he? There he is. Got too many names in my contact list.
Oh, by the way, they're coming us pretty heavy in the last few days here, Nick.
Yeah.
It's just that San Fernando is just caked. We wake up in the morning just caked with Kim.
Yeah, they've hit us pretty good here the last week or so. You know, we'll get one nice sunny day, and then all of a sudden we'll get.
Hi, this is Mark Gonzalez.
Thank you so much for calling.
I'll leave your name and number at the beep.
Call him back in a little bit then. But yeah, they've been getting us pretty good. We'll get a nice sunny day, and then you'll see them start making tic tac toes in the sky, and then we'll have clouds for a couple of days.
Yeah.
So it's gonna make doing the garden real interesting if they keep it up as much as they've been, because this is more than I've seen them do before. This whole last.
No, you probably in April or May. You plan stuff. You plan certain for, and then it'll be done by August.
Yeah, towards the end of April.
Yeah.
Because it gets really cold, and we've had blizzards in April up here.
Okay.
So you don't want to plant too soon, or you lose everything.
So end of April, like first week in May, or something, right now.
Yeah, something. I've even had to go out and tent my garden in the middle of May because we had a cold snap, and I still lost half of my plants. So I had to go get some more from the greenhouse. But so you got to watch. You got to kind of keep an eye. That's why I mean, it's been really warm here for this time of year. It's been up at like 60 degrees. It's supposed to be hotter today. And I'm still not going to till the whole thing up yet because I know that there's still cold coming.
Gotcha.
Because it still drops below freezing at night.
Oh, my God.
It was
in the 40s, like the high 40s, mid 40s, early 50s. Yeah, right in there. Yeah. Left for us.
Yeah. You don't want to.
I can't complain compared to you, Nick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like I said, you can't plant everything too early, otherwise you risk losing it.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And right now, I don't think anybody's got anything sprouted yet. Anyways, I got to get on top of that.
And now, do you plant like zucchini, tomatoes, like vegetables, like cauliflower, broccoli, stuff like that?
Yeah, cauliflower and broccoli don't do so good. I did those one year, and I mean, they did okay, but they didn't do great.
Okay. But zucchini and squash,
I get massive, massive squashes out of my garden.
Okay.
I mean, you can look at those little things you get in the store, the zucchinis and the yellow squash and everything. Those things are like tiny. Mine are huge.
Okay,
they're about as big as my forearm and my hand put together.
Oh, wow.
I let them go, and some people say, well, you shouldn't let them go that long because all you do is get seeds. And I'm like, yeah, but I want the seeds for next year. So I'm going to let them go. Tomatoes, they do okay. They didn't do so good last year. We didn't have enough rain. But the other one that does really good are the chilies. I grow jalapenos and serrano chilies, and I get tons of those, and that's always good to go out in the garden and pick one fresh, especially after they turn red. But I won't do the Carolina Reapers again.
What's a Carolina Reaper?
It's very hot. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, okay.
It's a hybrid. I ate one time, and literally it felt like I was breathing fire out of my lungs.
Oh my God.
I mean, it for a good half an hour or more, I was just sweat. It was 40 degrees here. I'm sweating like I'm out in the hot California sun doing work. I'm breathing fire, literally. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. It has to burn itself out.
Oh my God!
And
you can't drink
here's
milk or
water. Here's how you rate it. Okay, you know how hot a jalapeno chili is, right?
Yeah.
Okay, on the Scoville scale, that is about a between 6,000 and 8,000. You know, it varies a little bit. That's how hot that chili is. A Carolina Reaper is 1.5 million on the Scoville scale. And
okay.
That is why I will not eat one of those ever again.
Now, what color is the California Reaper? I mean, the Carolina.
They're orange.
Oh, orange.
They almost look like habaneros.
Okay.
But they're a little bit more like wrinkly, I guess that's the best way I can describe it.
Okay.
But they're about the same size, and then they're orange, and just don't eat one. That's all I can say. And you will light yourself up with one of those things.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that was really bad, man. You want to talk about just agony. That's what that thing was.
Okay. I got you. Oh.
Give Mark another ring here and see if he's ready to come on. Yeah, I mean, but like I said, if you can, if you got pots or something, you know, fill them full of potting soil and just get your own little pot garden or something going, and not pot garden, but, you know, potted plant garden. I mean, you can do pot.
Hi, this is Mark Gonzalez. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess he's still not home or not picking up.
He's not picking up. We'll try
him in a couple minutes. But. Well, let's see what else we can find here then.
Is there a clip you wanted to play from something?
Not related to anything we're doing right now.
Okay.
I mean, I could go over Joe Biden's State of the Union because that was an disaster.
Have you been listening to Stu Peters lately?
No.
Okay, because I know he usually has something interesting to mention to people.
Oh, he always does.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah.
Oh. I could play the clip of Marjorie Taylor Greene telling a reporter to go F off. Okay, so here's the thing. This reporter comes up to Marjorie Taylor Greene at the Capitol office buildings, you know, where all the Congress people have their offices and whatnot, and starts asking her some questions that weren't too bad. But then she started saying that all you people who support Trump are into conspiracy theories. So what about, and now this is where I'm going to ask you, because I never heard of this one. She asked, goes, well, what do you think about the Jewish space lasers? And I was like, what the hell is a Jewish space laser?
A Jewish space laser.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a first for me. I have no idea. A clue. Space laser, because it's a Jewish space laser. They got a Catholic space laser, Christian space laser.
I guess. Every religion.
They've got their own lasers, do they? Okay.
But that's when MTG told her to go, you know, F off and whatever. And I was just trying to think, what the hell is a Jewish space laser? I never even heard of this one being.
Has the Israelis been doing certain types of lasers in the war?
Maybe it was from one of those ships that Mel Brooks had at the end of
Spaceballs.
No, not Spaceballs, but the History of the World.
History of the World.
Where he had all the Jewish guys running around in spaceships and doing space fights and everything. Maybe it was from one of those.
Oh, okay.
But I never heard of this. I almost cracked up when she said it because it's like, what the hell is even that
no idea
thing?
There's apparently a
lot of memes and stuff about it. A lot of people making T-shirts and whatever. I still don't get it. I don't know what this thing is supposed to be.
Right. Wow.
It's like, okay, whatever. I just thought it was really something stupid.
Right.
And MTG was absolutely brilliant when she just said F off.
Wow. Okay. By the way, Expo West will be there Friday night. We're going to do a live. We'll get some people to come in and we'll do some, get some vendors and people to come and talk.
Okay.
And that'll be a lot of fun. And,
go ahead. Here's another interesting one. The public employees for environmental responsibility are suing a major U.S. producer of biosolid-based fertilizer because they contaminated the fertilizer with PFAS, which is basically plastic. And it's a toxic chemical, too, by the way. So they say it's going to be the first in what may be a tidal wave of product liability lawsuits against this company called Synagro, which produces crop fertilizers from sewage sludge contaminated with all sorts of deadly toxins, alleges the company. This is a peer. They allege that the company is responsible for unleashing a major threat to American agriculture and public health. So apparently 5 farmers from Texas filed a suit because their livestock have died. The water's become polluted and their farming land is now worthless.
Oh my God. So they put this on the,
Fertilizer.
In the fertilizer.
Yeah.
And now their land is toxic.
Yeah, apparently.
They're going to be sued.
According to the EPA, several of the PFAAs identified in Synagro's biosludge fertilizer, they're so toxic to humans that there is no safe level of exposure to them.
Oh, my God. How could they put this in the fertilizer?
I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't know how they got away with it. Apparently, one of the concentrations are what they call, in quotes, stunningly high. They had a stillborn calf when they did the animal autopsy on it. I forget what exactly the name of that is. They took its liver out and they found it had 610,000 parts per trillion of PFOs, which is perfluorooctane sulfonic acid. Now, I don't know what the safe levels are of those, and apparently there's probably isn't any safe level of them, but they're having that high of levels in these dead animals.
Wow.
So again, you can't even try. And remember, when the plants grow, they suck all this stuff up out of the ground, so you'll end up eating it.
Well, yeah, you so you they say there's no safe toxin. The only thing you could do is what you have to call like an agriculturalist and possibly a geologist and see if you could how far on the ground this actually went and if you could take some of the topsoil off and or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
You'd probably have to dig it all out. Like they did when they took out Skunk Works out of Burbank.
Oh my God.
They had to dig out all the soil. I forget how deep it went, but it wasn't just the topsoil layer. They went pretty deep and they had to truck all that dirt out of there and replace it with clean dirt. Because
wow.
Because of Skunk Works being there for so long, the ground was so toxic. It was they had signs in apartment buildings near Bob Hope Airport in Burbank that said that if you live here, you will get cancer.
Holy shit. Are you serious?
Yeah, that was a while ago. That was back in the 90s. 80s and 90s. Yeah, they had signs in there that says, yes, this place is so polluted that you will get cancer if you live here. And that was due to the Skunk Works. Because they used to just, back in the day, you know, before people started becoming a little more environmentally conscious about things, they would take buckets of chemicals and just pour them in the ground.
Oh, my God.
So, and that being a top secret, I mean, when I say top secret, use of deadly force is authorized kind of top secret. The stuff that they did there, nobody could go in there and investigate.
Right.
Because everything in there was classified. They used to fly the stealth fighter out of there.
Right.
When they would build them. You know, you'd hear these planes taking off at... I remember this. I wasn't for very long, but I remember sometimes you'd hear planes taking off at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. You know, when the airport's supposed to be closed at 10, it's like, oh, well, there goes another military flight out to either Edwards up north there or out to Ellis out by Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Then probably on to Area 51. But, you know, Area 51 doesn't exist.
Right.
So that's something, again, something you got to watch out for. Watch out for your foods in the supermarket. And, you know, and this is really getting tiring. I'm tired of having to constantly look sideways at everything you buy in the supermarket. You know, things that you think you're eating healthy. You know, you go through the vegetable aisles, even the organic stuff, and it's like you can't even trust it. You can't trust any of it anymore because these gigantic mega corporations, along with government subsidies or whatever, you know, government approval, are poisoning everything that we have. Now, I wonder what my liver looks like. Never mind. I don't want to know. I don't want to know what my liver looks like.
You want to try Mark?
Yeah. Give him another holler. See, Mark, I hope you're listening. Oh, plus now also we have an antibiotic contamination of the food supply because Big Pharma is pushing more drugs for animals.
Oh, God.
It never stops. It just never stops.
Hi, this is Mark Gonzalez.
Oh, Mark, what's going on with you? All right, well.
All right.
Let's see what else we can dig up here. Okay, COVID-19. Everything is COVID-19. I'm beginning to feel like I'm sounding like that one mega church preacher, Kenneth something or other. No, COVID-19.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, here's one that really bums me out.
Okay.
Breast implants and butt lifts are infecting patients with flesh-eating fungus that eats through blood vessels. It's like,
oh man. My God. Oh, they're getting facelifts or what are they getting?
They're getting a fungus.
They're getting a fungus, but what kind of? That's just
Donnie. It's a flesh-eating fungus.
Oh my Lord, that's just beyond words.
So no more.
I think I'd hold off on the facelifts or the whatever.
Oh, the butt lifts and the boob jobs.
Yeah, and the boob.
Oh, that's a bummer. Now we're gonna get nothing but ugly strippers.
Yeah, that's just too much. Yeah, that's just too much. Oh, my God. That's bad.
Yeah, it was a meningitis.
Oh, my Lord.
Meningitis outbreak, which ate through their blood vessels and attacked their brains. Oops.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you can't trust surgeries anymore either, but then again, why would you at this point after seeing what's been going on with a lot of them?
Yeah, totally. I totally get that, yeah.
Oh. Here's a kicker. So every year, you know, you get these massive drug recalls because the drugs don't work the way they're supposed to. You know, if you remember thalidomide and what happened with all of that stuff, with all the birth defects, mm-hmm. or something like Fen-Phen, which was the weight loss drug, but it caused heart problems. Apparently, the regulators are not doing their job. Remember what happened with the COVID-19 thing? They never properly tested the whole thing out. So now there's like a study going in to see what happens with, you know, with these regulators, how these drugs getting out on the market. Again, this is something you should probably not be taking anyway. It's from Big Pharma. I mean,
right.
Somebody in Washington, D.C. got paid off to say, yep, it's perfectly fine. Put it out on the market, and then people get sick off of it.
Right.
So the journal that published the study, which was BMJ Open, they found out that most of the decisions to approve new drugs and medical devices and procedures are not based on solid clinical data. Oh, gee, you think?
Oh, my Lord.
And it's been like that for about 20 years. So they did an assessment on 400 appraisals made by the UK drug regulator, the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence. NICE. That's their acronym, is NICE. And you couldn't have an acronym that said, we really screwed up. And so the FDA here in the U.S. does not have, while they don't have the best track record either, you know, they recalled 14,000 drugs over the last 10 years. They found that around 2/3 of the decisions made by NICE were not backed up by high quality evidence. Go figure. Even so, only 1% of the cases actually had evidence that could be even considered good, while 1/3 of it had only acceptable evidence. So they checked on 384 drugs and 14 medical devices and 25 non-pharmaceutical products, 5 surgical procedures, and 6 other types of therapy in the study. So they came to the conclusion, and they warned that the drugs that are being introduced into the market are simply not helping people. In addition to being a waste of money, some of them could see people taking on the risks of serious side effects in exchange for no hope of improvement. Where have we seen that before?
Yeah.
So they also went on to say that it's essential to continue to generate robust clinical data for pre-market and post-market introductions of medicines into clinical practice to ensure they deliver benefits to patients. They also found in some cases that insufficient and weak evidence taken from the clinical trials that were conducted improperly was used because it was the only evidence available. It's like, again, we're what this going on for 20 years, but this is like what we were seeing happen over the last three alone or four alone. You know, we saw what happened when, and the reason that they're going to do this is because money. You know, Big Pharma will invest just off, you know, hand. These aren't real numbers, but they'll invest $1 billion into developing a drug. They want to get it on the market and sold to people as quickly as possible before anybody realizes that it's really not worth the time or it's just going to completely mess you up. They want to make their money back. So they grease the palms of people in Washington, D.C., and, you know, some people in D.C., well, oh, no, that's not how it works. It's like, yes, that's how it works. We already know all this. So they'll grease Washington, D.C. You know, FDA will come in and go, yep, perfectly fine. Put it out on the market. And, damn, hold on. I got something going on here.
Is it Mark trying to call you?
No, I got something in my eye.
Oh.
But, so they'll, again, they'll, you know, they'll pay off who they need to pay off, and they'll just rubber stamp it out onto the market. Remember what happened, again, I don't like to sound like a broken record, but it's the biggest example that we can come up with, the COVID bioweapon. They never tested it correctly.
No.
They never went through the clinical trials that they need
to. No.
You know, they bypassed the gold standard of trying to put this whole thing together. I mean, we've been talking about this for 3 years. That's the prime example of how things get out onto the market. They had it ready to go. COVID, coronavirus was the excuse, and then they made it not mandatory, but mandatory. You know, it's kind of like taxes. It's involuntary compliance. Okay, in other words, it means mandatory. Well, no, it's voluntary. No, if I don't pay taxes, I go to jail. Yeah, that makes it mandatory. Okay, if I don't take the vaccine, I don't get to go to work. I don't get to go get groceries from the grocery store. I don't get to do anything. That's called mandatory.
Hey guys, we'll be right back. This is Granada Forum Radio Program. This is Natural Healthy Connections. Hopefully get Mark on and play some clips. Hold on, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslisten.com. We'll be right back after this message. Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio, Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rips, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Mountain High Time. 2 hours of an organization to the madness. Discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to question the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
That's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Alright, thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Okay, hold on, everybody. It's having a little issue with server here, so we're going to bring in Mark. I guess somebody was trying to call in, and I kept getting put on hold. Hey, Mark, how's it going?
In the best of all possible worlds, pretty good.
So how did you enjoy the Oscars the other night?
I didn't watch them.
Oh, hey, Mark.
Yeah, I didn't watch them either.
You know, for me, it's kind of a weird paradox with all these award shows, all these people making all kinds of money, patting themselves on the back, how wonderful they are.
Yeah. You know? The last time I paid attention to the Oscars was when I was down in Hollywood holding a sign with a bunch of other people, you know, saying Donald Trump signs.
Was that out in front of the Kodak Theater?
Yeah, well, we were down the street a little bit on Highland because they wouldn't let us up towards Hollywood Boulevard. There wasn't any room. There was already too many people there, and they had us behind a fence. Believe it or not, fences do work.
They probably had you in the free speech zone because there's some places where free speech isn't allowed.
Yeah, I know. Try doing any kind of anything at a college campus. Here's your free speech zone. It's a space about the size of a sheet of plywood.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and argument with the college when I did that, because I was collecting signatures for Ron Paul. You know, we're doing voter registration and things like that, and said you have to stay in there. So I told the guy, I said, wait a minute, don't you guys take public money? You know, aren't you guys take taxpayer money? Well, yeah. Well, then this entire campus is a free speech zone.
That's right.
Yeah, but, you know, it's just like trying to argue with these idiots about, you know, going to college without your vaccine. I talked to a girl who, She's just going to junior college. She's studying chemistry. And I said that the college, which happened to be El Camino College here in Torrance, I go, did they require that you get vaccinated in order to take your classes? And she said, yes, they did. And I go, how many vaccines did you get for COVID? And she said, two of them.
They're still
threatening students. They're not doing it publicly anymore, right? But if you go on campus, they're doing it quietly, okay? And the thing is, and I believe in New York, and I believe they're going to try it here in California, is to allow anybody 12 or older to make the decision without parental consent.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, there's going to be no pressure there, right? They're not going to be pressuring the kids at all.
Oh, hell no. Right. It was like, no, you won't be able to be on the gym team or on the football team unless you get the vax. Okay, I'll do it. You know, that kind of thing.
Among other kinds of pressure, like same way thing that they do with transing the kids out in the schools. So what do you feel like today?
Yeah, I would say instead of pressure, I would say coercion.
Yeah.
More adequate. But, you know, the thing is, with the way it's going, you know, I heard a clip, and I'm looking for it right now. It was with Ann Vanderstill, and then this guy who was, I believe, was a former veteran, and he had been watching the border, and he said something very scary to me. He said that he mentioned a bunch of names that we think are on our side. He says they're all stooges, including the governor of Texas. He says this problem could have been resolved a long time ago. He goes, he said something that I'm going to look into, but he said that Abbott's owned by the World Economic Forum.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Yeah, so if Abbott is, then, you know, you can kiss your ass goodbye in Texas too, you know, thinking he's going to save the day. So there's a lot of stuff out there, but the biggest thing to do is get, you know, like we talked about on the show, get yourself as healthy as you can, get your networks together, and make sure that you have people you can absolutely trust, you know, with anything, including your life. Because that's keeping healthy, man, keeping alive, you know.
Well, and here's the thing, too. You got – and I know they're trying to make moves in our country to do this, too, but France is making legislation over there to criminalize any criticism of Pfizer. So they're trying to stop anybody from saying anything bad about Big Pharma. Look, I mean, look at what they're doing over here, too. They're trying to stop people from saying anything, and otherwise they drop the hammer of the big government on top of you and sue you into oblivion. Look what they're doing to Trump. Look what they did to Jones. They've done it to other people as well. They will put you in jail if you say anything that they don't want you to say.
Yeah, well, the other thing is something here that is pretty funny. You know, the whole thing about free speech goes into the thing for informed consent. You should be able to ask your doctor anything. And, you know, a lot of these doctors are like, oh, if you're going to question me, get out of my office. You know, you don't even have free speech with your doctors if unless you got a good doctor you have a relationship with. But if you go through the system with, like, L.A. Care, which is a freaking joke, right?
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, L.A. Care, they serve everybody. Yeah, you got two doctors in the whole county of L.A. to go to. That's L.A. Care, yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, you know, if you can't even ask your doctor, hey, what's in this vaccine? What's in this antibiotic? What's in this painkiller? You know, if you can't ask questions of the doctor that you get assigned to, then what good is your health care?
If they won't tell you, why would you take it?
Well, I don't take it anyway, you know.
Yeah, I mean, but anybody else, if they won't tell you what's in it, why would you take? Why would you stick it into something in you that you don't know what it is?
Yeah. Well, the other
by the
thing
way, and
is,
not, and it wasn't just the doctors, by the way. And I just popped this up off of Natural News. Apparently, the American Christian pastors were coercing the people in the congregations to take the COVID shots through something called Faith for Vaccines. By the way, and they were getting cash off of it too. So America Out Loud did a report on it, and they said that a government program called Faith for Vaccines came out of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, of course, you know, run by Richard. Out of the HHS vaccine propaganda, a machine called COVID-19 Community Corps. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one before, but they convinced the faith leaders to sell out their congregations. Community Corps has 86 founding members, most of them falling into faith leaders category, and they include, some of these will not surprise you, by the way, the American Baptist Church is one. Here's one that doesn't shock me at all, the Catholic Charities USA, who, by the way, are also involved in human trafficking.
Well, look, the Pope himself was endorsing the vaccine.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not a surprise that his subordinates would do the same. And any of his subordinates that disagreed, they were getting rid of them.
Oh, yeah, they moved them. They moved them around and basically buried them. Here's a couple other ones. The Episcopal Church is one. The National Association of Evangelicals is another. The Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America and the New York Jewish Agenda. That doesn't sound sinister at all, does it?
No, I think all those people are freaking innocent. But get this, Anna Maria Mahalcha is doing some other testing on people that have been vaccinated. Under certain fluorescent light, their face is showing different colors.
Yeah, you saw
that
too. Yeah, they would glow. They would.
Yeah, let me play the clip for you guys. Yeah, let me play the clip.
They look like a black light poster.
Right. Listen to what Anna Maria Mahalcha says. I've got to go to her office and just have her run a bunch of tests on me and my son and his mom. I trust her.
She'll come on the show, too.
Yeah, we're getting her on the show.
No, I'm going to call her. She's going to come on the show. Don't worry.
Oh, okay.
She's going to come on the show. I've been putting that energy out for over 2 years. She will be on the show. She will, but because I'm just really in love with this doctor. You know, because of who she is, what she is, and what she says, she does not mince words. And in all due respect to Robert Young, when he was promoting the Masterpiece product, he said, this could be a remedy. This could. I want to say that again. This could. Well, the thing I like about Anna Maria, she says, look, I do this, and then this is what happens. It clears up the next day. Now, that's big, you know. Because right. That other product, Masterpiece, and I'm not bad-mouthing Masterpiece for people who can only take stuff orally or their finances. I think Masterpiece is a wonderful thing. But if you want to get this junk out of you fast, you want to do the IV therapies that Dr. Anna is talking about. Anyway, let's see if this clip comes on for you guys. Okay, there's a commercial. Hold on with me. I'll do it right now. Okay, there we go. Don't worry, it's just all this high-tech stuff I got going on. Here we go.
Unfortunately, as we all know, 2020 was a big disaster. A lot of people fell for an obvious hoax. I started coming across some of the videos with regards to people talking about the reaction to ultraviolet. And I started looking around the face area. As you can see there, the pores are actually demonstrating, and in this image it looks a little bit of pink, but it's actually a bright orange glow. The pores have inside of them something which is refracting the light and causing this luminous glow, and it's only visible with the UVA light. All right, so depending on the application, I have seen mostly if people take the shots and also have the PCR, it grows to the entire face almost instantaneously. So here in just a moment, the lights will go off, and we will then activate 365 nanometer wavelength, and this poor woman is now glowing.
This the biological weapon transfers from the vaccinated to the unvaccinated. And so I had tested a lot of different people. I'd seen a lot of unvaccinated people who had absolutely nothing, were absolutely clear. But then again, those who were exposed to more pronounced setting or more closer contact or maybe living with a vaccinated person for a while, they definitely had it around their nose and maybe a few sprinkles here and there around their forehead.
It transfers, I believe, by fluid transfer. So sexual intercourse, it could also be transferred by breath because we have a little bit of genetic material going through us. These filaments actually come out of the body. They don't emerge except after a hot shower. They normally are 1 or 2 millimeters in length. They're typically very short. They emerge from the skin immediately after a hot shower. And as soon as your skin dries, they float. They float through the air. These things are reactive to touch. Sometimes they will actually move without being stimulated by touch. Once they attach to something, it's difficult for them to get them off of you. Now you're going to see, this is just a human hair. I wanted to see if it would react to another type of biological mass. And as you can see, it not only does react to it, it will start shaking quite violently here.
So I really believe, you know, this is artificial intelligent life form. It's self-assembling advanced nanotechnology, but, you know, this is one of the things in terms of experimentation. This stuff absolutely reacts to biophotonic light of humans. This is just like the regular Morgellon filaments.
When you come close to it, sometimes just within a very short distance, it will start moving towards your body.
This was a paper. It's called The Eye of Horus. And it was actually published by toxicologist Dr. Hildegard Stanninger. And she looked at this effect after biological pesticides were being sprayed. This was in 2008. And there was aerial spraying of a biological pesticide designed to kill the brown moth through the use of pheromones. And it was suspected that some kind of an invisible fluorescent dye was applied to these microspheres. So in regards to the military, they were looking at spraying pheromone fear and infrared invisible dye marking has been applied to non-lethal weapon and riot control research and technologies. The Pentagon has explored human fear chemicals like pheromones and shown that these are contagious. And what's interesting, Justin, you might have heard about this, that some people are able to smell the vaccinated people.
Yes.
And that there is a very specific odor that comes from them. And so this military research shows that pheromones, which are these little tiny molecules that work through the olfactory system, can actually affect people.
Yeah, that's crazy. The thing that's interesting is they use a certain, it's like a fluorescent light on these people with a certain wavelength.
Yeah.
And their faces are glowing like bluish green and orange. And you're just like, what? And then they're having like fibers that look like Morgellons. And that's why Anna Maria is collaborating so closely with Clifford Carmichael, because he's been doing Morgellons research for over 20 some years, probably 25
right
now. And also she's, I know she's in touch with Harold Hotzvela in Germany. And Vela did a lot of stuff on this nanotech, and he also has treated people with Morgellons. And Morgellons has these like metal fibers coming, they come out of your skin, out of your body. And they're doing the same thing that these fibers that they were showing coming out of these people after a hot shower. These fibers, they look It looked like a string, okay? Like a string that you would have, like if you're sewing something with a needle and thread. They look like that kind of thread. But the thing is, if you put your finger just within the proximity of this thing, it moves. It moves like it has some kind of electromagnetic relationship with human beings. But they're showing these coming out of the vaccinated, and we know that they were coming out of people that were heavily exposed to chemtrails as well with Morgellons. So the similarity and also the technology is very similar. And that's why I really like to follow her work, because she's not just looking at all the vaccine ingredients, but she's looking at all of the different elements that are in common with everything else that they're trying to kill us with. And, you know, whether it's from the chemtrails, whether it's the stuff in the food, whether it's, you know, the stuff. And what the guy who she was interviewing, this PhD, he said that the same thing was happening to people that got the swabs put up their nose. They are glowing just as well. So even if you didn't get the vax, but you were swabbing for testing, that stuff was put in your body with the swab. And if you remember what, you know, and I have to say this in all due respect and rest in peace for Dr. Lorraine Day, because I really, really miss her. She said that once you put that swab up your nose, that you were releasing what's called a Theragrip, and it looks like a little piece of dust, but once it gets up far enough in your nasal passage, it expands out into like a star shape, and it goes in your bloodstream and it delivers what's in there. The payload for the vaccine was in those doggone swabs as well. And Lorraine Day verified that on the Lillian McDermott show, and they were talking. She goes, yes, they do have a payload to do the same thing that the vaccine does. And they were, and so many people were swabbing their noses left and right. They were having to go, you know, people like in the film industry, and Nick knows this, you know, they're required to get tested every day, you know, and swab their nose. So I bet all those people are glowing in the dark. You know, and so
yeah, I bet they are.
It's a sad story, but the other thing that's even sadder is those of us who had the wisdom not to get this bioweapon injection are still not protected, because there's so many of these people. And unless you want to live in a bubble for the rest of your life, you're going to have to deal with what is being shedded. You know, and that's why I am personally looking into every modality that's inexpensive for people to do. So with like $100 worth of stuff, you can help yourself out. You know, NAC helps with whatever spike protein problems there are, up to 54%. You got these baths with Epsom salts, baking soda, sea salt, and 20 mule team borax. And that stuff pulls out the nanotechnology as well. And that's about, to get all that stuff is about $20, right? But I had met a woman at Conscious Life, and she was doing borax baths, and she said it was pulling out her radiation after she had radiation treatments, and she swears by it. And, you know, the fact that she's alive after beating cancer 5 times, I tend to believe her.
Yeah.
But, and also Dr. Carrie Madej had said the same thing about borax. She has it. She did a lecture in which she said, yeah, borax gets rid of a lot of the nanotechnology. So does, you know, she mentioned soaking in it, bathing in it, and then she also mentioned that, you know, like get a loofah or something like that and clean your skin off, and then shower after you do the bath to get as much of the stuff off of you that comes out of you. But this is, I mean, there's, you know, there's scary episode after scary episode. And this guy, they're not showing his name, but he's a PhD in systems engineering, and he's a former Department of Defense contractor. But I don't see his name here. But so he obviously has some expertise in analyzing these things with different wavelengths of light to see that people's faces glowing in the dark. And it does look like a black light poster. It's weird, you know. you see these people, they shut their eyes and then they put the fluorescent light on them, and you know, you see green and blue and orange, and you're going, what the hell is that? You know, because it's in their skin. It's embedded in their skin. And the thing he was saying is you could get it, it's transferable through breath, according to this guy who's former DOD contractor. He says, and also sexual contact. I think the more intimate the contact, the more likely the shedding will be, you know. And like I said, unless you want to live in a bubble, we're going to have to deal with the shedding element, because 6 billion people got this in them. And so that makes it a very tricky situation, you know. Don't have sex with everybody, I tell you that much. That's always coming up, that it's transmitted sexually. That comes up every time, you know. And sex means, you know, if you're French kissing, that's sex. You know, it doesn't have to be intercourse. It could just be, you know, swapping saliva when you're kissing. So, you know, it's a very tricky situation, and they designed it that way. They designed it to make no exit for us. But thank God for people like Anna Maria Mahalcha and Clifford Carmichael and these other people that are true scientists and true philanthropists. You know, they're giving up all their time, their energy, and their expertise to help as many of us as we can. You know, and I believe Dr. Robert Young's in that crowd as well. Now, as far as people like Malone, I doubt it. People like Ryan Cole, suspicious, you know. But that's where we're at. We're going to have to do a lot of stuff, but I recommend doing the stuff that you can afford as much as possible. And those baths, I think the baths, because I've talked to Dr. Sandra Rose Michaels, she mentions the baths. Carrie Madej, she mentions the borax baths. And there was also I believe Anna Maria Mahalcha as well mentions this. So, you know, some pretty credible MDs are talking about it. And, you know, I would do those things. And I would also, if you can afford it, I would get a heavy metals test done and a D-dimer test done and see if you're having any micro clotting going on in your blood. Or if you can get to someone who does dark field, get the dark field done and see what your blood looks like. I mean, I think I'm going to do it since we're all going to be out at Expo West. There's a guy out in Fullerton I think I'm going to visit to go and look at my blood. He does dark field. So, yeah, dark field's important. You can get it done for somewhere between $50 and $100, and that'll show you exactly what's going on in your blood. I've had it done a bunch of times. And now I really need to have it done because of this shedding stuff. Who knows? You know, you think you're safe, and then you look at your blood, and you're going, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have to do EDTA. And thank God there is a guy really close by that does EDTA, and for an IV of it, and I believe it's 50 milligrams, it's $175. So that's not really that drastically expensive. You know, I don't know what everybody's finances are like, but if I had to do it, I'd get that 175 real quick and just do it.
Who's the other doctor that has a detox program? Is that Malone or McCullough?
The other one is with Dr. Pierre Corey and Dr. Paul Merrick with FLCC.
Yeah, you can look those up online. You can figure out how to detox this stuff out of you.
Yeah, and ivermectin's pretty instrumental, too, if you can get hold of it. You know, you usually have to have a prescription unless you go to, like, Tijuana, Mexico. In Mexico, they'll sell you it. They don't have any problem. They're not going to ask you if your doctor wrote you a script. But ivermectin's good with getting rid of the parasites, and the parasites are directly linked with this hydrogel crap that's in the vaccine. And the thing that's weird, the more they look into it, the more crap they're finding. You know, people glowing in the dark, people being magnetized, magnets sticking to them.
Now, this, you know, it makes you wonder, though, was this part of the initial round of vaccines, or do you think they kept changing it the whole time? Do you think they were coming up with new formulas every time they released a booster and stuff? Because
I think it's both. I think it was a sinisterly satanic program designed to outsmart us the best they can. The only problem is there's very few of them, and there's a hell of a lot of us, and there's a lot of bright thinkers out there that even the ones that are timid and intimidated, they're going to come out sooner or later, and they're going to be on our side to do what's right and to do what,
even some of these people in the world who are considered to be bright IQ-wise, even they got tricked by this whole thing. Okay, the propaganda was that strong that they put out there.
Or people that are business owners or things like that. Yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah, just get the shot and go on with your life. That was their mentality. It was not like, oh, well, I get the shot. You know, most people, and I think it was like, who was it? Hernandez.
No, it was worse than that, though. It wasn't get the shot and move on with your life. It was, if you want to go back to having a normal life, you must get the shot.
Yeah, so people just say, yeah, give me the shot so I can go on with my life.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's
give
crazy
me the shot
shit.
So I can go on. You know, they're like, oh, who cares? You know, it's just a shot. I've had plenty of vaccines, blah, 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 right? And so the thing is, and the other thing is people being told at the schools, people being told at the businesses, oh, you have to get this or you can't go to school. You have to
totalize.
Right?
They're doing that now.
They're still doing that, by the way. The UC systems in California, they had to stop telling kids to get the shots because they had so many kids got sick and died. They're being sued up the yin yang. They'll be in court for the next 20 to 30 years. So they couldn't force this on. They said, we can't do this anymore.
Yeah, well, they are doing it. Because like I said, I talked to the girl that goes to junior college in Torrance, and she's in school right now. When she started this semester, they required her to get two vaccines for COVID.
No way.
I told her they cannot require. I said, you need to.
It's against Nuremberg law and Nuremberg code. You can't do that.
Well, it's against the EUA codes, right? The emergency use authorization specifically says that this is voluntary. No one can be mandated to do this under EUA. And people don't know that. And I told her, look, you need to sue the school. You need to sue the school for forcing you to get something that's experimental and it's still under emergency use authorization. Everything that they're injecting into everybody under COVID is still under emergency use authorization. Just because they quit talking about it and Skeletor's not on the TV saying, oh, so many people died today, you know, they're still doing the same thing. They're still doing this plan of, hey, you got to get your vaccines or, you know, don't work here, don't go to school here, you know, don't even think going anywhere. The only thing they kind of let up on is air travel. You know, it used to be, oh, if you want to go to Italy, you're going to have to get this, right? Get your shot. Now it's a little bit more. They've relaxed it on flights.
Well, that's because I think I don't think they're worried about people being getting their vaccines on the flights because the airplanes are falling out of the sky now.
Yeah, I know. Boeing just had another incident, but
yeah.
See, for health reasons, I don't fly. But you know, because I want to stay alive. But
yeah, that's kind of a good incentive.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, my whole thrust of what's going on, right, is get ready for everything and anything because it's getting crazier and crazier.
Well,
and people are thinking because they're, oh yeah, my kid's back in school. Oh yeah, I'm back to work. Oh yeah, my friends are meeting at the bar and at the restaurants and stuff. Oh, everything's back to normal. No, nothing's back to normal.
Well, here's the thing too, though. They kind of snuck this in on the slide. They put the COVID shot now in with the battery of vaccines that kids get from 6 months to 6 years old. The 85 of them, they added COVID into the mix. So they're going
along with the
MMRs and all the rest of them, they're going to slam them with this one too.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing. This is the other thing that I like about Anna Maria. She had tested over half the childhood vaccines had the same stuff as the COVID vaccine. Okay, she had another scientist, who I believe was a doctor as well, look at 13 different types of Novocaine. 10 of them had the same crap that the COVID jab has in it. Right? And now, and I found one that the American Biologicals in Tijuana has one that isn't with that stuff in it, and I've got to call them and contact them about it. Probably have to go to Tijuana to get good dental work. But anyway, so there's other things. There's, what is his name? Joseph Sansone, I believe. He's a psychologist in Florida. He's the one who put out the resolution to stop all the vaccines, and he's sending them to every attorney general, every governor in the United States. He is a type 1 diabetic. For some reason, he wanted to check his insulin shots. His insulin shot had the same stuff that the COVID vaccine.
Yeah, they're putting it in everything now.
Yeah, so, you know, to say, oh, I didn't get the COVID shot, I'm safe. No, you're not safe if you get anything. And the thing is, you know, we may be getting it in just from breathing with all of the geoengineering that's going on, because the similarities in Morgellons and what they're finding in these people that have been vaxxed is crazy. They look almost identical to me, because I've known about Morgellons for over 20 years.
Yeah.
And people woke up to it when Joni Mitchell went public and said, I got Morgellons. Oh, yeah, well, you're not the only one. You know, you're a celebrity, a bad one at that. You know, her and Neil Young came out supporting the vaccine for everyone, including kids. So I'm not a big fan of theirs anymore. I'm not a big fan of Gene Simmons. Either.
Neil Diamond's all messed up with Parkinson's now, too, so.
Who's his messed up?
No, that was Neil Young. Excuse me, that was Neil Young.
Oh.
The guy who was in Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young.
Yeah, well, but, I never liked Neil Young for a long time anyway. I always thought he was some kind of a twit.
Well, the thing is that they use so many people. When you think about MK Ultra and those programs, you know, and COINTELPRO and all these other mind manipulations, and I am almost for certain that it's in the gun control legislation they keep having thrown out there every time some kid gets shot at a school.
Yeah.
These school shootings are mind control victims, and I can guarantee the ones where the student kills himself after they do the shootings. You can guarantee that one's a mind control person.
Here's the thing that they never ask. I have never heard any journalist out there working for the mainstream media ever even breach this question when it comes to these school shootings. And it's always some kid. And this should be the first question out of any reputable journalist's mouth is, what kind of psychotropic drugs were these kids on?
Yeah,
they give these kids drugs all through school. Oh, you got a little ADD, we got something for that. Oh, you're not you're too focused, we got something for that. You're sad, we got something for that. You're happy, we got something for that too. All these SSRIs that they've been pushing on these kids since grade school, you know, they're going to have an effect after a while.
And now they have a thing called toxic stress. Have you heard that one? I was just laughing, going, you've got to be serious.
No, I missed that one.
Yeah.
Well, if you're a member of a modern society, you're going to have toxic stress. If you live in a modern society, you're going to have toxic stress from the air, from the water, from the people. I was watching this guy. I don't know if he is a real Buddhist or whatever, but he's dressed like a Buddhist, and he says, avoid these people at all costs, right? He says, people that blame everything on everybody else except themselves, and they're going nowhere. And then the end of his list was narcissists, people that only care about themselves. They are the center of attention, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, you have to shield yourself even from toxic people, because toxic people will drain you. There are people that energize you. Like when we go to Expo West this week, we're going to be on fire with energy, because the people there are all on fire with life and energy and, you know, being healthy. And you cannot go to that expo and not feel good. Even if I'm dead tired, I still feel good when I go there, because everybody looks good, everybody feels good, everybody's positive, and that energy is contagious. Well, the opposite is also contagious too. Oh, yeah, my life's terrible. Oh, this is going wrong. Oh, that's going wrong. Oh, you know, my girl left me. All this crap, you know, that kind of stuff will drain you as easily as other people will energize you. So it's important to hang around people that are uplifting and people that are very, very positive in their thinking. And that's not just, you know, oh, yeah, it's, you know, Tony Robbins talking through me. It's basically that the more positive you are, the more uplifting you are, the better, the healthier you're going to be too. Because, you know, people that are happy.
Your mental attitude plays a lot with your health.
Yeah, and so, you know, the way things are going now, right, that everybody's being lied to. I mean, all you had to do was watch the State of the Union. I mean, that was just like, you know, we should make a picture of that. And for people, and to promote good health, we should make a picture of that and then attach it to a dartboard for people to improve their health.
You put a picture of them up and you just say, do the opposite of this.
Yeah, you know, and that's, you know, that affects people. People's mindset will affect their health almost as much as their sleep and anything else. I think sleep's the top of the list. But if you go and you're constantly bogged down with all of this negativity, and that was part of the program, too, during COVID. You know, don't see grandma. Don't go here. Don't do this. Don't do that, right?
Yeah, that was the worst.
Don't. There was all this negativity and all of this stuff. And in fact, the isolation is a technique that they use on prisoners that they put in prisons.
Yeah, solitary confinement.
Right.
That's a psychological tactic to make you go nuts. And they were using that tactic during COVID.
Oh, big time.
I can't go out. Oh, I got to have a bath done.
Have you ever seen...
They had people so paranoid, no matter what you could think of, it was like your life was at risk if you even talked to your neighbor. Stay away from them. So everybody got depressed by there's no social contact, there's no social communication, and they purposely did that to run your immune system down. When they told me, oh, don't go here, don't go there, I said, you know what? Do you read sign language? Look at my middle finger. That's for you.
Yeah, that's
you know. So,
but have you ever seen what happens to prisoners when they put them in solitary confinement for a length of time?
They go nuts.
Yeah, they go absolutely out of their damn mind nuts.
Yeah, they start making friends with things like spiders and flies because there's no one around them. So they start talking to spiders and flies, rats, anything that happens to make it in the cell. And they'll probably capture them just to have some kind of companion, you know. And that's what they know. They knew this, especially with, oh, don't go into the hospital. Grandma will die if you see her. Well, no, grandma would live if you see her because it would give her the strength and the purpose to live on. And
yeah, grandma's going out of her damn mind, and you guys want me to do what now? Leave her alone? I don't think that's happening. That was the worst thing that people could have done was left their parents and their grandparents in those nursing homes.
Oh, God, yeah. Totally.
Yeah, and just think about someone like Scott Shera who left his daughter. You know, and I have a Down syndrome son who's not half as functioning.
He didn't leave her there. They forced him with the threat of going to jail to not be able to do anything for his daughter.
Right.
Yeah, and then they placed a security guard in front of the door
to her.
Yeah.
But, you know, because his daughter was there. His other daughter was there, and when she saw that Gracie was fading, you remember she went up and she told the doctors, hey, you guys need to go in there and help my daughter or my sister. And the nurses said, no, there's a do not resuscitate on your sister. There's nothing we can do. And also the three drugs that they gave her were the same three drugs that they give to inmates that they're going to kill on death row.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what? And her parents didn't consent to that. The parents were on FaceTime with the other daughter, and the doctors and the nurses could see the parents on the phone, you know, with FaceTime, and said, you know, you got to go help our daughter. We do not have a do not resuscitate order on them. And they're all like, no, there is a do not resuscitate order on your daughter.
Yeah, because they put it on.
Even in light of the parents saying there isn't, the doctors unilaterally did it on their own discretion. And that's what's so funny about, you know, universal health care. The universal health care, people don't know it, but they have bioethics committees. So if you go into the hospital and they say, oh, well, Mark's 66, oh, my gosh. And what?
He's lived long enough.
Yeah, he's an anti-vaxxer. Oh, and he's been talking shit. You know, just give him an extra dose of fentanyl.
Yeah. We don't know what happened. He came in for a cold. Yeah. Yeah, it got worse. He had a cold. Yeah, you might want to pay your last respects.
Just think about Joan Rivers and her help when she said, "We already have a homosexual president."
Yeah.
Michelle's a tranny.
She went in for plastic surgery and died on the table.
Her own doctor didn't even perform the process. Some other guy. I mean, they killed her. It was just unbelievable what they did to Joan Rivers. There's horror stories.
Well, it's because she outed Obama and Michelle Obama.
She didn't really out him. Everybody already knows.
Everybody in Hollywood knew. Okay, and that's what she said. She said, you know, it's no secret. She goes, it's okay. She goes, we know that Michelle's a tranny. Well, yeah, anybody. Yeah, I know. When I watch that, I go, gosh, she is so ballsy, right? I mean, she was a tough little cookie. But, you know, and plus she was honest. I give her so much credit for being honest, man, because so many people don't have that in them to be honest. And, you know, we saw what happened to her. You know, we saw what happened to Bill Deagle. We saw what happened to freaking Rashid Buttar. There's no reason in the world for Rashid and Bill Deagle to be gone. None.
Do you know who Tommy DeSimone is or was?
Who?
Tommy DeSimone was a gangster in New York.
No, but go ahead.
No, I don't.
He was the guy that Joe Pesci played in Goodfellas.
Okay.
Okay, but didn't look anything like him. That guy was described by Henry Hill and more than a few others as he was a psychopath, period, end of story. He had a great sense of humor about everything except himself. Tommy DeSimone reminds me of our government. You can say anything you want about anybody. Don't point that finger at the government, though, because he will kill you.
Well,
that's how I'm perceiving our government right now.
Well, how I'm perceiving it is that if I get some of my friends from south of the border to come up here, I can instantly guarantee them an instant $10,000 for coming up here.
Yeah.
Because of my government, right? But if I want to get my teeth repaired, forget it. There's no money, right? But I was born and raised here. And, yes, my mom came from Mexico. But I have a little caveat. When my mom came, she flew over. She didn't go across the river. So
it's okay. Joe Biden's flying them over now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, she flew over, and she was legit. She had her green card and all that stuff, right? So I don't have any problem with people coming here to have a better life. I do have a problem with people being shipped here to be soldiers and deputies. That's the problem.
Well,
you
got to remember, a lot of the people that are coming up are not from Mexico or Central America.
Yeah,
they're from everywhere else, and there's a lot of Chinese coming in.
Yeah, well, I want to say something positive here. At least we no longer have Queen Elizabeth, we don't have Lord Rothschild, and we don't have Henry Kissinger. So that's really good for our health. Now we just need to have a few more people like Soros and his son, and Tedros and some of those guys, you know, have a plane crash or something, so we'll be healthier.
Yeah.
But
boy, I tell you what, I'm going to be celebrating the day Soros goes.
Well, yeah, man, we'll do that song again. Celebrate. Good time. <You know. laughs> That song is totally appropriate whenever any one of those people are gone, right, to play that one. And I remember telling that to someone. I said, you know what the song we played when Henry Kissinger went? You know, they're like, what'd you play for Kissinger? I said, this is a song, man. Celebrate good time. Come on. I think it was Cool in the Gang. But anyway.
It is Cool in the Gang.
Oh, yeah, Cool in the Gang. Not the Commodores.
Yeah, but that song is so appropriate for when those guys leave this planet.
Absolutely.
I mean, I cannot think of a better song than that one. But We're in some really tricky times, you know, and the thing is that people just think because they're going back to their normal routines, everything's going back to normal. There was a guy who's part of the apparatus that watches the U.S. Treasury and what's going on with this infinite printing of money. And his words are, this is no longer sustainable. And he gave about a 24-month timeline.
It became unsustainable a while ago. The one thing about that that caught me was somebody from the Pentagon had said that as long as our GDP is bigger than our deficit or something to that effect, then or bigger than our national debt, then we're big, then we're good, then no, nothing to worry about. A couple of years ago, debt or our deficit went to 120% of the GDP now?
Yeah.
I mean, we're way underwater on this whole thing. Biden just came out and offered a new budget of $7.5 trillion.
Oh my God.
Why don't they just make it an even 10? You know, it's not going to matter.
Why don't they just say infinite? We just have infinite amount of money. And just stop with the pretense that they're ever going to stop spending us into oblivion.
No, that's why I'm pretty sure they're gonna at one point make it illegal for you to have silver and gold. You know, make it illegal for those of you that are gardeners and have your own garden and grow your own food. They may even try to do a Hall of the Mar on us where growing food becomes illegal.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see if that happens.
Yeah, well, I think that's when the farmers are going to come out with their shotguns.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of pushback if something stupid like that really happens. Okay, this isn't Russia. We've seen what happened in Ukraine when they pulled that one off.
Yeah, well, I know this. I remember Dr. Lorraine Day talking about Hall of the Mar, and she said it was one of the most gruesome.
People were eating each other.
People were walking down the street, and people would abduct them and pull them into their houses and kill them and eat them.
Yeah, you know what? You know where that's happening now?
I would guess in multiple areas of the world.
Well, no, it's really blowing up now. It's Haiti.
Oh my God!
They're so screwed up there now that they're actually resorting to cannibalism. In Port-au-Prince.
Oh, my God.
Well, you know, remember the Human Meat Project, too. That's for real, too, where people are donating their bodies for, you know, to save the planet so we don't grow so many cows to eat. I'm just like, people are nuts, right? But,
yeah, I mean, push it far enough. That's always a big thing when you push it far enough. On the starvation scale, it takes about a week before people get hungry enough to start killing and eating other people.
Oh, unless you're like me, I could go a month. I could go 2 months as long as I have water, right?
Most people won't. Most people will kill other people to eat. Hold on one second.
Mark, are you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
I love those political calls. Hi, would you like to donate to the Republican Party? No. Click. It's a great timing.
Well, the interesting thing, again, you know, is the amount of fear that is going on. You know, people are scared to death to do anything anymore. They're scared to speak the truth. Some of them are scared to go outside without a mask on. These people that drive around in the car with no one in it with a mask on. Is
by the way,
those are the people that they're not savable. Those people are not savable.
By the way, just speaking on that, did you happen to catch Bernie Sanders at the State of the Union?
Yeah, he was wearing a mask.
No, he wasn't. That was the whole thing. He wasn't wearing a mask until the cameras got put on. When he didn't know the cameras were on him, he didn't have a mask on.
Yeah, but later on he did when he's meeting with Joe Biden in front of the cameras, right?
Well, when everybody was first coming in and they're all crowded around trying to find their seats, he didn't have a mask on. When he went over and sat down, he put it on when he thought the cameras were on him. So he was faking that whole mask thing the whole damn time.
Yeah, he was pulling a Fauci on us.
Yeah. What a scumbag. I mean, that's the kind of thing that drives me nuts with these politicians is they think they're slick and they're so full of utter bullshit. It's unbelievable. Or is that that Russian chick said she's a congresswoman from Indiana and she got interviewed on Steven Crowder right afterwards. And it was great. I love her accent. She's like, the whole thing was bullshit.
Yeah, the whole thing bullshit. Was bullshit. This, it's the best economy ever. Yeah, bread is $10. Eggs are $10. You know, my electric bill just came in. It's $301 for my electric bill.
Wow. I thought mine was high.
I don't call that good for my economy. You know, but also I refuse to have a bunch of these LED lights in my house. I have a couple of them because they replace some fans and stuff. But all the ones that I can put just regular incandescent lights, I'm putting them in. So they charge you more for that. They're charging you more for trying to stay healthy. You know?
Yeah, imagine that. Huh?
Yeah, and they do have, get this, they do have the electrical police to come in to see from SCE. I had them come to my house and say, oh, we want to see what kind of light bulbs you had. I told them, get the freaking heck out of here. I go, you're not coming in my place. I go, you check my light bulbs? Are you joking me?
I know.
That actually happened. They wanted to see if I had LEDs everywhere, you know, and I said, get out of here.
Anyway, we're out of time, guys.
All right, we'll be back tonight with Nick on Radio Liberty. Stay on for a second, and we'll see you tonight, and God bless. Have a good day.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Mountain High Time, 2 hours of an organization to the madness, discussing the ever-changing dynamics of being both physically and mentally prepared for a plethora of possible outcomes to our future and present. A look into the latest technologies, new scientific discoveries, and how they might be used in connection to the human domain and controlling it, ancient cultures and places. Be warned. This is an opinionated look through headlines. Guests that are not afraid to quote the narrative. A little bit of crazy ramblings of a stoner conspiracy factist that pushes constitutional concepts. The place and the time are the same, another dimension we call Mountain High Time. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Mountain High Time. Right here on Revolution.radio, where information never sleeps and truth breaks the spell.
Industrial Complex podcast here on Revolution Radio, Studio B, every Wednesday, 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Get fit, empowered, physically, mentally, and spiritually.